The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas by Yitzchak. By Yitzchak, Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, by Yilech Choromah. Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva, and he came to Choromah. Parashas told us where Yaakov stole the brachas from Esav, seemingly. And then, because of this, Esav wanted to kill him. So Rivka and Yitzchak sent Yaakov to her family's house in Choromah, to her family's house and to Abraham. This week's Pasha tells us by Yitzchak Yaakov Mishova that Yaakov left Be'er Sheva by Yilech Choromah and he went to Choromah. Rashi makes a calculation in the Chazal that between the time that Yaakov left the house of Yitzchak and until the time that Vayivka B'mokam, that he came to this place that the Torah is telling us now in this week's Pasha, there's a lapse of 14 years. 14 years is not, is missing. And here the Chazal tell us that during those 14 years, Yaakov went to the yeshiva of Aver. Remember Shem and Aver, who were the descendants of Noach. Shem was the son, and Aver was the great-grandson of Noach. They had a yeshiva. So for 14 years, Yaakov went to that yeshiva, and he learned Torah. Day and night, he learned Torah. Then, so this week's parasha is not actually telling us that he left the house of that he left the house of Yitzchak, but it's telling us after he left the yeshiva of Shem Be'Aver, after there was a 14 years lapse. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he came to and he went to Choron. Vayivka b'mokem, and he Vayivka means where he met. He abruptly met a place. The place by Yolen Shom, and here he lodged for the night. Kivo Hashemesh, because the sun set. Yikach me'abne amokam, he took from the stones of the place. Vayose me'rashesov, put them under his head. Vayishka b'amokam ahu, and he slept in this place. He lay down in this place. There are many different things that the Chazal go into on this posuk. Firstly, by Yivka, what does it mean by Yivka? He suddenly met. Ba Mokim, which place? Torah doesn't tell us which place. It says the place. By Yolen Shom, and he lodged there. Kivo Shemesh, because the sun set. What is the Torah telling us? The sun set. What chidush is there? That the sun set and he lodged there. Vayikach me'avne hamokam, he took from the stones of the place. Shalom Rabbi Bender. Vayikach me'avne hamokam. Rabbi Bender, come on. He took from the stones of the place. Let me just start again. So the Chazal asked many questions on this posuk. Vayivka b'mokam, he abruptly met the place. What does it mean? And what place are we referring to? The Torah doesn't mention which place. Vayolen shom, he lodged there kivo hashemesh, because the sun set. What does it mean that the sun set? And this is, why is it necessary for the Torah to tell us this? Vayikach me'avne hamokam, he took from the stones of the place. Later on, the Torah tells us Vayikach eso eben, he took the stone, asher somer asheso, which was under his head. Beginning and speaking of the stones of the place, and then it refers to the stone. Vayishka b'mokam ahu, and he slept in that place. What is the emphasis there? So there are many questions here. Then the Torah continues, Vayachle vidrem, v'hinei sula mutzav arso. There was a ladder which is based on the land, Vereshim agia shemoyimah. And the head of the ladder went into the heavens. And he saw in his dream the angels of Hashem going up and down. Hine Hashem Nitzavalot. And Hashem guarded him, stood over him. Vayomar Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avichu Elokei Yitzchok. And Hashem said that I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and of Yitzchok. Oretz Asher Atoshechi Valecho Lecho Enenu Lazarecho. The land which you are laying on, I will give to you and your seed. Vohoye Zarecho Ke'af Aretz. And your seed shall be like the dust of the earth. And you shall burst forth, you shall spread forth every direction, to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. All of the families of the earth will be blessed with you and your seed. And I will guard you. And Yaakov woke up from his sleep. Hashem said, I will guard you and I will return you to this land, because Yaakov was going out of the land. And I will not forsake you until I have done everything that I have said that I will do. Yikat Yaakov Mishnosi, and Yaakov woke up from his dream. Vayomer Ochein Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh, that God is in this place. Vanechele Yadati, and I didn't know this. Had I known it, I wouldn't have slept here. Vayira Vayimar, and he feared, and he said, Manera HaMokom Hazeh, how fearful is this place. This is the house of Hashem, and these are the gates of heaven. Ashkem Yaakov Baboke. Yaakov got up in the morning. Vayikach as a heaven, he took the stone. Asher somer Asheisav, which was beneath his head. Vayosem Esem Atzevo, he made a monument. Vayitzek Shem an Areshon, he poured oil on the herbit. Vayikra Eshem Amokamahu Beis El, and he called this place Beis El. Ulam Yushem Yil Rishem. What does it mean that this is the house of Hashem and this is the Shara Shemai? The parsha begins by Yetze Yaakov. Mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Horona, that Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva and he went to Horon. Rashi brings, what does it mean by Yetze, he went out? It says by Yelech. That when a tzaddik goes out, a righteous person goes out from a place, this makes an imprint on the place. When a tzaddik, when a righteous person is in the city, then he is the hod, he is the ziva. Ziva means the light. Hu hadora, he is the beauty. Yotzer Mishon, when he goes out from there, pono hod, pono ziva, pono hadora, the hod, the light and the beauty go away from the city. And then Rashi brings, similar to this we find by Rus and Omi, Ateitzi min amokom, Omer ben Omi v'Rus. The Medrash goes into this a little more as to what is the emphasis, how we learn this. It says, Vayetze Yaakov. So the Medrash says that Yaakov went out with many other things. He went out with Vayetze Yaakov. He went out with other belongings. And it doesn't refer to the Vayetze in regards to the other belongings. It only mentions Yaakov. So to tell us that Yitziyose Yaakov min hamokom hoy Yitziyon, that when Yaakov went out, this was considered something leaving the city. But when the other things went out, this was not considered leaving the city. This means that when a tzaddik leaves the city, there is a vacuum. The Maral Prague in the Sefer Gorayi, yes, what do the Chazal mean when they say, when they mention these three phrases? Hoda, Ziva, and Hador. What is meant by these three things? So he says that when the tzaddik is in the city, he has, firstly, he has an influence over the people, that he influences them to fulfill mitzvahs. Yirah Shamayim, the tzaddik is there, so they fulfill the mitzvahs, positive commandments, the negative commandments. He brings Yirah Shamayim to the city. A second thing a tzaddik does is he brings Chochmas HaTorah, the wisdom of Torah, to the city. Third thing, the influence of a tzaddik is Midas Thomas. They see the conduct of the tzaddik. They see how he conducts himself. His actions, his dress, the way he conducts himself amongst the people. Midas Thomas. In regards to Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim that he influences the city with, the mitzvahs. In this, in relation to this, is used the word hoda. What does the word hoda, hod, mean? It says hod means praise. We find many times in the halal, in the tilim, hodu l'Hashem ki tov, you shall praise Hashem. And the word hod, which comes from the word praise, this is the proper word to be used in relation to Yiras Hashem. Why? Because we find Yiras Hashem hitisalo. In Bishle is a pasuk shekarachein behevelayefi. Yiras Hashem hitisalo. That you should not praise chein. You should not praise beauty. You should praise Yiras Shamayim. So therefore, the word hod, hoda, this refers to the Yiras Hashem that the tzaddik brings to the city. Pono ziva, ziv means a shine, a light. This refers to the chokhmah, to the wisdom that the tzaddik brings to the city. Because the Gemara tells us in many places that wisdom is a light. There are many psukim on this. For example, it says chokhmas odem teir ponov, the wisdom of a person. This is brought out in the light of his face. Or the wisdom of the Torah is referred to as Torah Or. And the Gemara tells us that if a person is careful with the mitzvahs that have to do with light, he will have children which are Talmidei Chachomim. So therefore, Pono Zivo, when his wisdom of Torah leaves the city, the light leaves the city. What does it mean? Pono hadora. The hadora, hador is beauty. The beauty of a person is seen through the way he conducts himself with others. Like it states in the Mishnah Novus, Eza derech ishora, she yifkara odem, she atiferis la'eseha. What is the fine way that a person should choose how in his mannerisms and how to conduct himself with others that will be a beauty to himself and a beauty to others? So we see with Midas Tavis, when we're speaking about proper conduct and good qualities of character, we're speaking of the beauty of the person. Therefore, the Chazal used these three lashonos when a tzaddik leaves the city. Now, to go into this a little deeper, that we find that the word hod refers to Yiras Hashem. Praise refers to Yiras Hashem. Why? And this is a very deep reason. Why should a person be praised? A person should only be praised through something that he achieves. And the only thing that a person achieves in this world is Yiras Shamayim. There's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what does he ask from you? Mo Hashem. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Im liyiro esi. He asks only that you fear me. The Chazal explain, HaKol bidei Shamayim chutz mi Yiras Shamayim. That everything is in the hands of heaven except Yiras Shamayim. The Gemara explains, this is something we've spoken about many times, that when a person is born, so then it is determined whether he'll be tall or short, even before he's born, whether he'll be of great intelligence or not, whether he'll be wealthy or not. These are things that are determined not by the individual, they're determined by Shamayim. These are in the hands of heaven. The only area that was given to man is Yerushalayim. No other area was given to man. These are areas which belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will determine. But when it comes to Yerushalayim, whether he'll fear Hashem or not, whether he'll fulfill mitzvahs or not, whether he'll be tzaddik or rosho, this, to the contrary, this is an area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not determine. This is an area that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot determine. HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyerushalayim, this was given over to the individual himself. There is an area in human endeavor which is even beyond the control of Hashem. Because if this would be in the control of Hashem, then there would not be Bechira, there would not be free choice. When He created this world, so the Nekuda HaNiflo, the exclusiveness which He created in this world, was that man would be able to achieve. Man alone. This is in the area of Yerushalayim. This is like Yirmiyahu said, that Al Tishalel, that when it comes to be Mishalel, this is a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu Tes. Pasuk Koch Beis, Ke'amar Hashem, Al Yisalel Chochma Mechoch Mosei. When it comes to worldly wisdoms, do not praise yourself. Al Yisalel Al Gibu Migurasa. When it comes to strength, do not praise yourself. Al Yisalel Oshim Oshrei. When it comes to wealth, do not praise yourself with it. Kim Bezei Shisalel Misalel. This is what one should praise himself. Haskel V'yodei Siki Ani Hashem Eisechesed Mishpat Letzadok Boros. When it comes to knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do kindliness and to do Mishpat and to do Tzadoko, Ki Ve'elech Hafatzti, this is what a person should praise himself. In his worldly wealth, this he should not praise himself, because this is not his work. Praise comes from a human achievement. This is not a human achievement. Worldly strength, this is not a human achievement. Worldly wisdoms, also not. But when it comes to emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to doing his mitzvahs, to be Yiras Hashem, this is humanly, a human achievement. There the person deserves praise. So therefore, if a tzaddik is in the city and he influences people to fear Hashem, so in this lies the praise. And if he leaves the city, and the Yiras Hashem, the level of Yiras Hashem will drop, so it will be Pono Hoda. Praise of the city will go with the tzaddik. This that we say, that the wisdom of the Torah is a light. Why is this a light? Just like we have physical light and physical darkness, so there's also spiritual light and spiritual darkness. The spiritual darkness of the world, this is the concealment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we've mentioned many times in the past, this world is called Olam. The word Olam comes from the word Helam, because it conceals the head of Hashem. This world, it's very difficult to see the Yad Hashem. See that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the entire world. This is darkness. The light which dissipates this is the Chochmas HaTorah, the wisdom of Torah. This is why Torah is an or. A person learns, then he can see the Yad Hashem in this world. This breaks the darkness of the Yetzer Hara of the soul. Therefore, Torah is an order. If someone goes with Torah, so this is Eve, this is a light. If someone does not live with the wisdom of Torah, then he is living in darkness. The passage which tells us is Exil B'cheshech Heilech. A fool walks in darkness. The Gemara gives an example. What does that mean? The Gemara says, someone whose name gives you 1 degree of what this is. This not only refers to someone who does not live with Torah at all, but it says, Mishanei, Humanus Beishamai, Humanus Beisilv. There were many times the machlekes, the disputes between Beishamai and Beisilv and the Gemaras. So sometimes Beishamai was more stringent, sometimes Beisilv was. So the Gemara says that if someone will not resolve the issue, or will not go in accordance to the halacha, but he will always be more stringent. This is a ksil becheshech heilek. This is a fool that walks in darkness, because he's not going with the wisdom of Torah. If there's not the wisdom of Torah, then there's darkness. This is what it means, pono ziva. And hodor, the beauty, this is in regards to a person's conduct with other people. Even though a person fulfills commandments, even though he knows Chochmas HaTorah, still it's incumbent upon him that his conduct with other people should be in such a manner in which beauty comes from. For example, like the Gemara says, that La'elam, a person should be Daitum Urevis Ben Abriyas. A person should always be someone who can mix together with people. That people will come to love him. They will come to know him and love him. The Gemara Brocha says, Yoav Eis Hashem Alekecho, that you should love Hashem. What does this mean? She Hashem Shemayim Ne'ev Al Yodek. The person's actions must be such actions that will bring the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to others. So it's not sufficient that he fears Hashem. He knows Torah. But from his actions must come the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the love of the Torah to others also. The Gemara says that when someone who learns Torah, you see the way he conducts himself with other people. You see the way he conducts himself in the market, in business, in his social enterprises with people. And if people will say, Manoim, how beautiful his deeds are, then they will say, Ashrei lepleini shalom atera. Fortunate is this person that learned Torah. And they will say that I want my son also to learn Torah. So this HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is Kiddush Hashem. This is beauty. To the contrary, if someone learns Torah, and he could be a great Yirah Shemayim, but in the manner he conducts himself with other people, he's not Be'urevis, Be'in Abriyas. And he conducts himself in such a manner which people will say that, look, he learned Torah, and look at what kind of person he is. So then they will say, Eile Pleini Shalom HaTorah. How tragic it was that he went and learned Torah. I do not want my son, or I do not want to learn Torah. This is Kiddush Hashem, this is desecration. So in a person's conduct is the beauty of the Avodas Hashem. So therefore, when a tzaddik leaves the city, leaves the beauty also. This is what the Chazal mean by these three things. Two other points we can see here. This is not only said by a tzaddik. This is also said by a tzaddikis, by a woman. Because this is brought also from Ruth and Naomi. When Naomi left the city, when Ruth left the city. So the Chazal darshan the same thing. And another point that we see from here, how great the influence of an individual can be. One should not underestimate the influence of an individual, and one should not underestimate his own influence. Whether it's L'tov or L'ra, a person has influence. And here the Torah is bringing out that when there's a good influence in the city, a tzaddik, so then this influences the people of the city. He leaves, it's a yitzios in mihamok. He creates a bank. Then it states, by yifka b'mokem, he came to this place and he lodged there because the sun set. He took from the stones of the place and he lay down in that place. As we said a few minutes ago, this sedra does not follow immediately what took place before, but there was a 14-year lapse. And here the Chazal tells us that Yaakov went to learn Torah in the yeshiva of Shevin Eivah. So by Yishka Bamokam Ahu, what is meant that he laid down in this place, here he laid down. But for the 14 years while he learned Torah, in the yeshiva of Shevin Eivah, he did not lay down. There he learned day and night. The Rishayim say that he slept on the Sefer. While learning, he slept, he rested. But he never lay down. And here Yaakov lay down. So he's coming to this place after 14 years of learning Torah day and night. Now, what was the place? And why did the sun set? The Gemara in Chulin, Perigid Anosha, Tzarek Alev Amud Beis, states, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelech Chorono. Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva and he went to Chorono. This was the place of Abraham and Yitzchak. Of Abraham. Uksi vayitga b'mokim ki motel l'choron. When he came to Choron, Omar efsho avarti al-mokim shispalo v'isev anila yispalalti. Yaakov said, when he came to Choron, he said, is it possible that I already passed the place where my fathers were mispalo, they davened, where they prayed, and I didn't, and I was not mispalo. Kadjoi died to the Mahadir, so he decided to go back. And when he went back, Koftsele Aro, Miyad, Vayivka Bamokim. Akorish Borchu was Koftso Aro. He brought the land together. As he says from the Loshan Tikpats, when in the mitzvah of Stockholm, it states, Leisikpa says Yotcho, that you should not take back your hand, you should not close your hand. Niskatsrum Niskamsulay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the land come together. So this place, the land came close together, and he was confronted by the place. So this is what is meant by Yifka Banok. He was confronted by the place. He had passed this place. And he decided he would go back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the land come together by Yikpos. By Yifka, and he was confronted by this place. What was this place? This was the place where his fathers had davened. Katsoli, and then he decided to daven. Boy le mahadir, and now he was going to leave. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzadik zeh bo leveis meleini v'yifta beleinin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this tzadik, this righteous person, is coming to my house, and I should send him away without lodging. Yabo Hashem. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun set prematurely. So that's what it means in the pasuk Vayovei Hashemesh. The Torah is not just telling us that the sun set, because there would be no purpose in telling us that. Vayovei Hashemesh, it set prematurely. Because Baruch Hu made it set immediately in order that he should not leave this place. Vayolen Shom, and in order that he should lodge there. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you're coming to my house, therefore you must lodge. Now where was this place? The place was Yerushalayim. And where in Yerushalayim? It was Har HaBayis. It was the mountain of the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know? So Rashi tells us, because it says, Vayivka Bamokam. He came to the place. Which place? The Torah doesn't tell us. So it must be referring to a place where, in another place, the Torah mentioned the place. And when Hashem told Abraham to go and to sacrifice his son, there also states Vayar Hamokim Beirochek, that Hashem saw Abraham saw the place from far away, and that was Har HaMoriah, the mountain of Moriah. So we therefore assume that this is the same place. The Goraya goes in to explain this a little more. It states Vayivka Bamok. Bamokim is similar to the Hei Ayudiyah, which means we're referring to a place that is properly called the place, which means we are referring to a place which takes on a significance more than any other place in the world. Ba Mokim, the specific place where there's no other place like this. And what is so specific about this? That this would be a place where Yaakov would see Hashem. And where else do we find a place where someone saw Hashem? This is Abraham by Har Moriah. Abraham was called to the Mount Moriah. So Abraham called that place Bahar Hashem Yireh. It's a place where he saw Hashem, where he feared Hashem. So this Bamokom, he met the place which is specific, which is exclusive in all the world. And this was the place where there would be a revelation of Hashem. And this is Har Moriah. Yaakov said that, is it possible that I passed the place where my fathers prayed and I didn't pray? Now where do we find that the obvious were mispala there? And we know Yaakov was mispala because Vayikar Bamokim has two meanings. That he was confronted by the place and he was mispala. Vayikar also means Loshen Tfilah, Rashi thinks. So Yaakov davened there. He also wanted to daven in this place. And the Chazal tell us something more. Had he only davened there, the Torah won't write this. Because every time they always davened, would the Torah write this? They davened many times. And the fact that it says, Vayivka, that he davened there, is evidently the Torah wants to tell us something special. So the Gorai explains, this is what the Gorai means, Shetikhe, Tfilas Hargis. Not he merely davened, but he established the new tefillah. This is speaking as the sunset. Established the tefillah Marav. This that we daven Marav, the first time that it was established as an official tefillah was by Yaakov Avinu, and it was in this place. He said his father's daven in this place. He also wanted to daven. Where did his father's daven? So the Gemara tells us, Rashi brings here in Chulin, it's from Gemara in Pesachim Daf Teches, that when by Yitzchok, where it says, by Yetzi Yitzchok, Losuach Basoder, Yitzchok went, Losuach, Siach means to speak, to talk. Yitzchok went to talk in the field. Who talks in the field? Yitzchok went to daven in the field. And this was when Eliezer was bringing Rivka back, and they met Yitzchok, and Yitzchok was going to speak in the field. So there also, he was masaking tefillas mincha. He was establishing a new tefillah, the tefillah mincha. And this field was the same place. This place. This is where Yitzchok died. Avraham established tefillah shachris, but I don't believe that was at this place, because the Gemara learns that out when he was speaking to Hashem by Steim Va'amorah, and that was not in this place. But where the Gemara probably refers to that Abraham davened was by the Akedah. And Abraham went to sacrifice Yitzchok. And then he saw the angel and everything that took place. This is probably where the Gemara is referring that Abraham davened. So Yaakov said that here Abraham davened in this place, and Yitzchok davened in this place. I also want to daven in this place. So he started to go back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shrunk the land by Yifka Bamokamahu, it confronted him. And he davened, and he was masakin and mitzvah sarvus. And he would have left, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to leave, he wanted him to sleep there. That's why the Torah tells us, Vayol and Shom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it dark so he should sleep. The Gemara Pesachim that Rashi brings says that even though all of the others were at this particular place, here we see that the Torah is revealing to us the Kedusha, the sanctity of Yerushalayim, the sanctity of the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Each of the others refer to it in a different manner. Abraham called this place Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. There on the mountain of Hashem, Yeroeh or Yireh, there's two lashonos in the Torah. It is a place to be seen with Hashem or a place to fear Hashem. Abraham referred to this place as a mountain, Har Hashem. Yitzchok referred to this place as a field, Basuch Basodim. How does Yaakov refer to this place? When Yaakov woke up from his dream and he realized what this was. He says, this is the place of Hashem. He referred to this place as the house of Hashem. So Abraham called this a mountain. Yitzchok called this a field. Yaakov called it a house. So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I do not refer to this place like Abraham as a mountain. And I do not refer to this place as Yitzchok referred to as a field. But I shall call it as Yaakov. Shekor Bais. That's why this place is always known as the Beis Hashem, Beisi, or Beis Hamikdash. It shall be called as Yaakov called. What is so special about this place? Actually, we find a source for this place earlier yet. We find it by Har Moriah, where Abraham was sent with Yitzchak. And there also we refer to as Hamokim, Vayar Hamokim Merochik, they saw the place with God. We find this also when actually this is afterwards. When Abraham interceded in the war between the five kings and the four kings. Actually, this is before the Akedah. When he interceded, the Torah tells us, "Umalkei Tzedek Melech Shalem Haitzi Lechem Yoni." Malkei Tzedek, who was the king of Shalem, he brought out bread and wine. Who came Kelo Yom? He was a kohen to Hashem. Vayvocheo vayomar, and he blessed Abraham. He says, "Boruch Abraham lekelo yin keni shemayim v'aretz." Who was Malkei Tzedek? The Chazal tell us this was Shem, the son of Noach. He was very righteous. He was Melech Sholem, the king of Sholem. Where was Sholem? The Chazal tell us this was Yerushalayim. After the flood, 9 generations before Avraham Avinu, the Melech divided the world between the sons. So Eretz Yisrael went to Shem. And Abraham was a descendant of Shem. Israel are descendants of Shem. And Shem then knew the Kiddush of Yerushalayim because he went and became the king of it. And he gave it a name. He called it Sholem. This was the name he gave to Yerushalayim. So we see that it had significant, very early significance, and this was its name. Medrash tells us that when Abraham, at the time of the Akedah, he called Yerushalayim Bahar Hashem Yiro'eh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, how shall I call Yerushalayim? If I call it the way Abraham called it Yiro'eh. But Shem, who was a great tzaddik, a very righteous person, he called it Sholem. And if I will call it Sholem, but Abraham called it Yiro'eh. So I will call it both. I will call it Yerushalayim. So the word Yerushalayim comes from the combination of both of these names. Bahar Hashem Yiro'eh and Sholem, Yir Sholem. And here we're speaking about Yerushalayim and at the high point of Yerushalayim, the mountain where the Beis HaMikdash would be built. Now what is so special about this place? We find, first of all, that the Ovis were Mispalel here. They davened. Not only did they daven, but they created Tfilas here. We find that this was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Ovis. He revealed himself to Abraham and he revealed himself to Yitzchok and to Yaakov here. This is a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the world. And here Yaakov had his dream. actually, the word Yeroea and the word Shalem, in a degree, are contrary to each other. The word Yeroea means to fear. When someone fears something, he is apart from it. He is far from it. The word Shalem means a unit, complete. The word peace, shalom, comes from the same word as shalem, when everything is whole and together. If there's a unit, if there's togetherness, there is peace, and it is a whole. This is what Shem referred to as Yerushalayim. So this means to bring close. So actually then, these are two words which are contrary to each other. Yeroea means to fear. Maneiro ha-mokam hazeh, as Yaakov referred to, it's a very fearful place. It's a place where people should stay away from. He said, had I known it, I would not have slept here. And Shalei means a place where it brings one together, brings the world together. So actually, it's contrary to each other. Yerushalayim and the place of the Mikdash has both of these midos. The specific exclusiveness of Yerushalayim is that this is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in the heavens, but there's a place where the heavens and the earth meet, and they meet at this point. And this Yaakov said, "Ein zeh kim beis elokim zeh shar ha-shamayim." Right here are the gates of heaven. And Rashi tells us, "Midrasha ishe beis hamikdash shel mala mechuvan keneged beis hamikdash shel mato." Just like there is a temple, a beis hamikdash on this land, there's a beis hamikdash also in the heavens. And the beis hamikdash of the heavens is directly over the beis hamikdash here. The two places where the heavens and the earth meet is at this place. Zeh shar ha-shamayim. If there could be a gateway from the earth to the heaven, it would be at this place. And this is what Yaakov dreamt. He saw Sulam Mutzav Artson. He saw a ladder, Mutzav Artson, which its legs were standing in this world, Bereishim Agiyah Shamayim, and its head went up into the next world, as if that the two worlds were joining. And the malachim were Eilim Yodipay, the malachim, the angels were going up and down. So if there can be a place where these two worlds meet, it's at this place. And this is the gateway to the heavens. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Beis HaMikdash in the heavens is directly over this Beis HaMikdash. Now, because of such a place, this is Man Meirah HaMokam HaZeh. This is a fearful place. This is a place which belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a place where we should, where people should stay away from. And had he known this, he would not have slept there. This is the Milo, which it has, Bahar Hashem Yiro'eh. This is the Yira, the great fear that were commanded when we go near to this place, and the great fear of the Beis HaMikdash. As Mikdash Hayti Ro'u, that you shall fear my Beis HaMikdash. But there's another Milo. There's another quality in this place. And what is that? As we mentioned, Abraham called it a mountain. Yitzchok called it a field, and Yaakov called it a house. What is a mountain? A mountain is something which is remote from people. It's far away and remote. People do not live there. And when Abraham saw this, he saw that this was a place not for people. So he said, Bahar Hashem Yiroeh. If you want to see Hashem, you must go into the mountains. And this is not a place for people. Yitzchok already, that inherited what Abraham created, all of the pillars of Torah or of Avodah, the Milas Kasodim, what Abraham created. So Yitzchok inherited that and he added to it. So by him already the Beis HaMikdash was not so remote, it was a field. It was a soda. A soda is not like a mountain. But at the same time, this is not a place which is close to people, but it's not as remote as a mountain. Yaakov, who Yaakov was the most perfect of the Rabbis, when he saw the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Ein Zeh Ki Beis Hashem. This is Beis Elokim, this is the house of Hashem. A house means who lives. A house is a dwelling place. This is the quality of Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this place in order that he could dwell there. The dream, later on in the Torah, he saw every empire will go up and come down. The empire of Edom he saw go up and he didn't see it come down. This dwelling place up high, this is not the purpose of this world. The world was not given to angels. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that his dwelling place should be in this world. And it was the avodah, it was the task of mankind, the task of Israel, to bring the Shekhinah into this world. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, also in English, make for me a sanctuary, b'shachamti b'seichon, that I may dwell amongst you. It was the task of mankind, of Israel, to bring the Kedusha of Hashem into this world. Not that it should remain remote from this world. And this was done through Yaakov. It was through Yaakov that he succeeded in making it into a house for Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that I will not call this the way Abraham referred to it, or the way Yitzchok saw it, but the way Yaakov, who called it my house. So this means that this is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into this world and joins the two worlds together. That's the quality of Shalem. That it brings the entire world into one unit. It brings unity into the entire world. Not that there should be the Beis HaMikdash of Malo, there should be a heaven and there should be an earth. So it has both of these models. Both it's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, therefore it's a fearful place. And also it's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into this world and brings his Kedusha into this world. And therefore it makes it into a unit. And this is, both of these qualities are referred to in the name Yerushalayim. Like Abraham called it Yeroeah, and like Shem called it Sholem. Gemara tells us further Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Yaakov to sleep in. He says, is it possible that this righteous person should come to my place and go away without lodging? He wanted him to sleep in. In other words, he wanted Yaakov, who was a man, that he should sleep in his house. Kodesh Baruch Hu was not satisfied that his house should be not for this world. It should be for this world. He should sleep in. And incidentally, there's such a halacha. The halacha is that when someone brings a korban, a sacrifice, the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim that night, but you must sleep in Yerushalayim. Tone Lingam. You're not allowed to leave Yerushalayim till the next morning. You must sleep in Yerushalayim. So Yaakov slept. Vayikach es ha'evan, he took the stone. And before it said, he took of the many stones. Yitzchok says this teaches us that there were many stones, and first he took many stones and he made a circle with them around himself to guard it. And then all of the stones started to fight. All of the stones started to fight. And each one said, I want to be the stone that this righteous person will lay his head on. And they all joined themselves together, and they became one stone. And in the morning when Yaakov woke up, it says, Vayikach ha'evan. He took the stone, there was only one stone. At the beginning there were many, and now there were only one. Vayachlom, and he dreamt. What did he dream?
he saw a ladder going up. The Gemara tells us, and the angels were going up and down. What were the angels doing? Tana olin umestaklin bidjunke shulmalo veyodin umestaklin bidjunke shulmato. They were going up and they were looking at the form which was engraved on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemalo. And they were coming down and they were looking at the face of Yaakov Avinu. And they saw it was the same. Hashem Nitzov Olov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood over him. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu stand over him? Because Boy Liskune, because the angel wanted to kill him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to stand over him to guard him. If the Torah didn't say it, we would not be able to say it. It's as if a person was fanning his child, cooling, protecting his child from the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting Yaakov. Rashi tells us, what did the angels see? At Kodesh Baruch Hu's throne, there are four chayus. There are four images carved out. One is of a man, one is of a lion, one is of a bull, and one is of an eagle. What's the significance? And these are the four that in the Nevi'im we have, that where the prophet saw the chariot of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they saw these four. What's the significance? Well, the significance that we can't understand, but there's a simple significance. The eagle, that's the melech, that's the king of all of the fowl, of all of the birds. The bull, because Al tell us, is the king of the behemoths, of the domesticated animals, and the farm animals. The lion, that's the king of the wild animals. And man is king over all. Yud v'gasayom, Kodesh Baruch Hu made man as the king of the Tachtanim. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'll be the king of the heavens, and you'll be the king of the earth. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has the four kings. The image of man is the image of Yaakov Avinu. And when the angel saw this, he saw, here a worldly man has stolen the image from Kodesh Baruch Hu's throne. In his chariot, boy the Sekune, they wanted to kill him. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to protect him. Now, what does all this mean? Well, we can understand some of it. I mean, there's no doubt. We can well imagine all of the concealed secrets of the Torah that are in these few psukim. But what are some of the things that we can understand here? The Chazal tell us that the Bechir Sheba Oves was Yaakov Avinu. The most perfect of all of the Oves was Yaakov. Abraham, he was the righteous. He was the first. And he created the first path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak inherited that. He added a second path. Yaakov made this perfect. The Chazal tell us, give us an example. Because from Abraham, even though he gave birth to Yitzchak, he also gave birth to Ishmael. Ishmael came out from Ishmael, all of the Arab nations. So we see that his children were not perfect. There were imperfections. And if the fruit is not perfect, it means that there must be a degree of imperfection in the tree. Yitzchak gave birth to Yaakov. He also gave birth to Esau, the father of Edom, the father of Rome. So there are also imperfections. Yaakov had no imperfections in his seed. All of the 12 sons of Yaakov, they were perfect. The Torah tells us. Kodesh Baruch Hu places his name in each one. There's a place in the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu spells each one's name with a yud and a hey to show that he places his emblem and his name in each one, that each one was published in the Torah. And from here came Klal Yisrael. And Yisrael is called on Yaakov's name because Yaakov's name was Yisrael. So he was the Bechir Sheba Oves, he was the perfection. He was the perfection of the Oves, which means that he was the perfection of man. Because the Oves, they were the most perfect of men. So which means Yaakov was the perfection of all of men. And we mentioned in last week's shiur, But there's a place in Parshas Vayishlach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when Yaakov made a Mizbeach, then it states that he called him Kael. It's a Gemara that explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Yaakov as a god. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I have given earth to man. You are the king of the earth. Because Yisrael is the nation. Israel was made as the nation higher than all of the other nations. They came from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was the perfect of all men. And because he was the perfect of all men, so his image, the form of his face, was engraved on the throne of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The angels couldn't understand this. How is it possible that a worldly person should be able to have such an image? If they wanted to destroy him, a Kodesh Baruch Hu would have to guard him. This teaches us the heights that a human being can rise to. These were heights that Yaakov gained himself. And the meat of Yaakov was the meat of Torah. And we're speaking here after the 14 years that he learned Torah by Shem Neder. The one other thought that we can understand from here is that from Yaakov came a complete emun en Hashem, a complete achdus. Yaakov saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any imperfections in emun and in belief. And we see this later on in the Torah. Tells us that Yaakov wanted to bless his sons before Yaakov was dying. Because Yaakov wanted to bless his children. And then it states that he wanted also because Yaakov legalis es haketz, he wanted to tell his children what the end of the days would be, when the Mashiach would come. What will happen? And then was Nistalek HaShchina. He forgot. And he realized that the Shchina, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had left him. And he didn't know why. He thought that maybe there was a lack of bitochen, a lack of pure emun in his sons. So his sons answered, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, they referred to their father. They said, listen, Yisrael, our father, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in your heart, so is HaKadosh Baruch Hu only one in our heart. This means that the source, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and nothing else exists besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pure source of this is from Yaakov Avinu. And we once mentioned in the Shira not long ago, but we don't have time to go into it again, that the Chazal tell us that Abraham was the Amud of Avon Chesed. You see, Abraham always was doing Gemilus Chesed. He served HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Avas Hashem, through the love of Hashem. And Yitzchok served HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yireh, through the fear of Hashem. Now, the love of Hashem on its own is not perfect. The fear of Hashem on its own is not perfect. The greatness of Yaakov, what was his milah? Yesheva Olim, in last week's Parsha, that he dwelled in the tent of Torah. Ish Tam, he was upright. Yesheva Olim, he dwelled in the tents of Torah. Torah is the perfection of serving Hashem both from love and from fear. It is one. This means that the source of the oneness, source that Klal Yisrael can completely dedicate themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and completely believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this all came through Yaakov Avinu. This was the source. This was the source to the whole world. The source of oneness in the world does not start here. Because here already everything is scattered. Like we mentioned before, this is the world of Haloma. We do not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu here so clearly. We can see many things here. The source of oneness in the world that starts by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Starts by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it goes down into this world. And this is why the image of Yaakov was right at the throne of Hashem. The source of Yaakov was that close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something that the Malachim cannot understand yet. How can it be that man can be that close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore they wanted to destroy him. This was the height that Yaakov reached. And this is what the Chazal are referring to. That the stones, each one wanted that the tzaddik should lay his head on me until HaKadosh Baruch Hu made one out of all of them. Because Yaakov would be the power. Yaakov would be the power that would bring everyone together. He would unite them. He would bring the oneness. This we find in other places also. The Medrash recorded. The Medrash right here states that Yaakov said, Yaakov lay down and he took the stones. He said that from my grandfather Abraham went out Ishmael, all the Arab kings. From my father Yitzchak went out Esau, and all of his kings. If I can take these two stones and make one out of them, then I will know that my seed will be pure. This is what Yaakov was trying to do. And it happened right at this place. This was not a mere coincidence. Because this is the place in the world where the singleness, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into this world. When it comes into this world, then it's many. We cannot see the source. The ultimate source, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. But how does it reach into the world? It reaches into the world through Ma'aneira HaMokum Hazeh, by Yivka Bamokum, in this place. And this is where he had, Yaakov had his dream. These are some of the many many thoughts, great thoughts that the Chazal bring out from these two psukim. We see from here the heights that Yaakov Avinu reached. Before closing the shir, I would like to just make mention of something which I think is worthy to make mention. This week there was a great tragedy that took place in the community, which many of the people here in the community and many people assembled here are well aware of. A young man was tragically killed in an accident that had to do with an automobile. This is Baruch Dayanamis. This is something that we all mourn, and we can feel the great sorrow of the family. There have been recently, here in South Africa and in other places, we hear much news of young people and other people also who are becoming injured or one of the son killed through automobile accidents. Besides other tragedies, the Rambam writes, of his kindness, that when you're soothing, when bad news comes to a people, to Jews, they must react to it. They cannot close their eyes to it. They must react. If they don't react, then it's the opposite of bitochen, it's the opposite of emunah. Then they're kafir by hashkochas Hashem. They're denying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. And his midas achzorias. It's ruthless not to. Right now is not the time to go into the whole parsha. But one immediate thing that we should take from here, especially young people, is it is not something to take lightly when individuals drive cars on the road. It is not something to be taken lightly or to be taken jokingly. The attitude of many people are, You go a little faster, you go a little reckless. What's the difference? If you recall, we once gave a shiur in Parshas Bathis and Maaseh. So there the Torah goes into the meaning of Shlichas Domim. We mentioned that many people think Shlichas Domim, this is not related to Frumayim, murderers. But if you go into the Torah there and into the Gemaras, into the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that it's very heavily related. That the whole parsha of Golus, that the person is obligated, is exiled, and he's considered a murderer, is when he kills without without intention, without intent. And the Gemara tells us that there's 2 degrees when we speak of killing without intent. One is where he kills through negligence, and one is where he kills without negligence but through error. When he kills through negligence, there the Gemara says that there's no din golus. There's no halach of exile, to go to one of the cities of exile, because that's not sufficient kapora. The cities of exile were given when he kills through error. Shaded, not through negligence. He kills through negligence. Pshia. This is very close to murder itself, so the Gemara says. And this means that when someone is driving, if he's not exceedingly careful, he's a pesheya, he's negligent. We don't have to go into, I'm not referring to, I don't know what the situation was that took place, I'm not referring to that situation at all, but I'm saying, in general, when someone drives, and he is not very, very careful, if he's negligent at the wheel, as far as the Torah is concerned, he's a murderer. If such an outcome comes from us. This is not my opinion, this is as far as the Torah is concerned. And the Rambam brings that there is no Aveira Bafala Terekur, the entire Torah, that has such ramifications as Shvichas Dom. So this is something that we should all take Musa from. Should all this, this is what the Rambam says, if things happen and a person does not react, then he's capable of Hashkoch of Hashem. It's something we should all take seriously. We should be only the Surah's tables here in the community and in Klal Yisrael. So that the Medrash explains, because he wanted to give Esau to Brocha, because he felt this is what he was required to. When he found out then that Yaakov was the firstborn, because Esav sold him the firstborn right, then he said, Gambor of Yaakov, he received the brokers, they belong to him. Now the third question. When Esav came and he said, give me also a brocha, Yaakov blessed him, and he said, Al Kamuk Achitke, you shall live by the sword. Why did he give him such a brocha? If originally he wanted to bless him, so why did he give him a brocha al habachotikya? This is a declaration that he'll live by the sword, that he will be forever in war. The answer to this is Yitzchok knew that his descendants, the inheritance of Israel, will go only through one of his sons. This is what, as we mentioned before, because Baruch Hu told Abraham, ki be Yitzchok yikor elachot zera, that in Yitzchok will be your descendants, in part of Yitzchok and not in all of Yitzchok. So he knew there would be a subdivision. He thought that it would be Esav. Now, Esav was born entirely red. And this is one of the reasons why he was called Edom, which means red. And the Chazal tell us this was a simon of Shechet Domim, this is a simon that he was full blood. And there's a question, if he was born entirely red, and this was a sign that he would be Shechet Dam, spilled in blood. So, how did Yitzchok interpret that? Yitzchok was willing to bless him. So the answer is, Yitzchok had interpreted this in a good way. You can interpret this in a good way also. The Gemara says this on Dover HaMelech. Dover HaMelech also was read. and also was born under a mazel, a certain mazel of edre, a mazel of redness. But he used it lemitzvah. David HaMelech fought wars for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he used it lemitzvah. So Yitzchak had thought that Esau would use this power of the mitzvah. When he realized that really the brother should go to Yaakov, because Yaakov was the firstborn, he bought the birthright. Esau gave it up. And he did right. And he said, Gan Baruch Yeh, that he should be blessed. Then he realized that the descendancy would go through Yaakov. So now he realized that Esau was not the descendant. So then he had a reinterpretation now of the fact that he was born red. He made a declaration, Al Charba Fatihya, because he knew that the two sons would cancel it. There would be constant war between the two. And if Yaakov was the power of good, then Esau would be the power of evil. So he made the declaration, Al Charba Fatihya, that he would live by the sword. From here we see an explanation into what was going on in the Parsha, and also into what the power was. The great power, the great ultimate power that Yaakov Avinu would have, this was Israel, and that Esau would have, the nations that would come from Israel. Chazal tell us that the greatest empire that would be in the world would be the empire of Edom, which would be the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was one of the divisions of Edom. And that would be the empire that would rule, that would be the greatest ruler in the world. Until Yaakov would come and take it away from them. And that would be in the day of the Melech HaMashiach. We should be related to that from here on.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.